Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio.
Hello, fellow good old boys. This is your old partner, Sven Jordi Dirksen, all the way from over here in Hammerlanger Fjord, Norway. I'll tell you what, when you're stuck waxing the family yak, there's no better way to pass the time than listening to John Boy and Billy on that Big Show. I only wish the show was longer. That yak waxing takes a while, I tell you that.
Up and Adam, it is Tuesday, January the 12th. And it's the Big Show gang here, John Boy and Billy. And Randy.
Jackie.
Sup. You do not. Oh, you said sup.
Sup.
Yeah.
All right, Billy's moving around here. Andy behind the glass. Marcy at her home station there. Looking good this morning, Tate. Glad we got your camera. Sup.
Hey, Stinky.
Hey.
Let's see what's else special about today besides us. It's Kiss a Ginger Day.
Uh-oh.
Created to support a more positive spin than its counterpart, Kiss a Ginger Day brings sweet kisses to redheads who may have once been teased for the color of their hair.
Well, what is the counterpart? Screw all the redheads?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
All right.
Okay. Is there a day against redheaded people?
It's National Curried Chicken Day. Oh, it's like when Jackie Curry makes chicken. She don't like fried chicken, though. We'll try to give her no fried chicken.
She is so
chicken.
Weird. She is screwing up the curve for black girls.
National Pharmacist Day. Salute to all the pharmacists working in pharmacies across the land. Shout out to Pete. Hey, Pete. It's our pharmacist over there at Walgreens.
Didn't see that coming.
National Marzipan Day?
Marzipan, I think it's
Marzipan.
Oh, yeah.
That's there for anyone who does not know, marzipan is a confection made primarily of sugar or honey and ground almonds.
And apparently styrofoam, based on the ones I've had.
They use it to make little gingerbread men to sit on top of birthday cakes and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That candy-looking stuff that they make little action figures and
all
stuff.
All right, so gingerbread. So, okay, so it's National Ginger Day, so we can eat a gingerbread man.
It sounds like it would be good, but it's really not.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got our 3 dates in history saved up. We'll bring out our first prize pack and get you ready for Outburst. We're all waking up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we're playing for this morning, a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in a big old bucket headed your way, man. Some cool stuff. And, of course, Liquid Performance is the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Let's get you ready for our 3 dates in history here. Cock-a-doodle. Close.
All right, we're going to have to tell them. Johnny's got a soul.
I was wondering how long we'd have to go before I'd
this
have to tell
them. This is about how long I expect
that
to
I'm not running
take.
My own board. Yeah.
Jackie's running the buttons for Johnny. Johnny has a shoulder injury from some mystery. He woke up hurt.
He has a reduced range of motion in his button arm.
In my left arm, I cannot raise it to hit the button, so. So Jackie's going to be ready. You did good so far.
Oh,
you made it to the second break.
I got you.
Okay. There you go. Now we're ready for our dates in history. 1943, in a wartime effort to limit the consumption of pork in America, the United States Office of Price Administration announced that so-called victory sausages made from a meat and soybean blend would replace regular hot dogs and wieners.
And that's when the Army said, all right, this Hitler guy's going in. I'm not eating any more of this.
Now we got to wrap it up. All right, move up to 1966. Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward premiered on ABC TV.
Yeah, I remember this night very clearly.
Really?
I was the perfect age for Batman.
Well, guest villains included Frank Gorshin, the Riddler. We've had him on the big show.
He was the first villain in the first two parts.
How about that? Burgess Meredith was a Penguin. Cesar Romero was the Joker. Vincent Price was Egghead. And Julie Newmar, Lee Merriweather, and Eartha Kitt all played Catwoman.
It was a really big cat. I took three people.
Who was in the tail?
While it was on this date in 1994, burglars tore through a wall at Andusi's Pasta Bar in Vancouver and made off with 500 servings of lasagna and cannelloni. No cash was missing.
Hey, joke's on them. I made it with victory sausage.
Well, there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day brought to you by Astera Labs. Pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. Worst getaway attempt ever. The worst ever. You got to check it out at thebigshow.com.
Everybody is not cut out for a life of crime.
No.
All right. Well, let's get to winning beginning.
Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Ben from Owens Crossroads, Alabama.
We'll have a big show time.
Ben! Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, John Boy Billy.
Good morning. All right, coming in hot out of Owens Crossroads. Welcome, buddy. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's do it in 5 seconds.
I got it.
We need three pork items. Ready, go.
Sausage, bacon, pork chop.
All right. Now we need three characters from Batman. Ready, go.
Robin, Joker, and the Riddler.
Bam. And for the win, three Italian foods. Ready, go.
Lasagna, pasta, and pizza.
And there's Ben getting a big old bucket of liquid performance. Headed your way, Ben. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, boys. Bottom of the hour, time on the top of your news. A good old song to wake up to from our Willie. Coming up on the other side.
Sounded weird.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio, rolling through your Tuesday. All right, and the music from My Willie.
Hey, now, I know it did most of your thinking, but I didn't know you taught it to sing.
Could you get it to push the buttons on the controls? That would take a lot of pressure off.
That's good thinking, Billy. That's a good thing.
Stupid. All right, here's what I was talking about, a good song to wake up to. It's good that you're here. All right, I really hit it.
Woke up still not dead again today. Some old Facebook rumor said I'd passed away. But I just turned 87 and I'm mighty proud to say I woke up still not dead again today. I woke up still not dead again today. Which is crazy when you're living this away. Last night I watched Netflix, smoked a big old J, and I woke up still not dead again today. I bought a new computer, I've been learning how to Zoom. Say howdy to my rowdy friends and never leave the room. This old dog is learning new tricks every day. And I woke up still not dead again today. Woke up still not dead again today. The TV says the world's in disarray. I'm still in the game because I'm still around to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I got underlying condition from my head down to my toes. Right now I can't do concerts cause the concert halls are closed. But I still got some music left to play. Cause I woke up still not dead again today. Me and old Keith Richards, we ain't never gone away. Now I woke up still not dead again today. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday, January 12th, about 20 minutes from Tatertainment News is what to watch. But right now.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo, 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 what's up, my dudes? Y'all doing good?
Yeah, doing all right. Looks like, is that fog on your lens there?
I don't think that's fog.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, you see that?
Cloudy in the apartment.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, man. Right. Zoom's good resolution. I've just been sitting around the house, y'all. I've just been sitting around thinking about stuff and fogging up my window. Yeah. Y'all want to hear some of it?
Of course.
Cool. This bra. Last year was rough, right? But one thing's for sure, like, we'll never forget it. I bet 2021 is going to be the first year nobody accidentally puts down the wrong year when they're writing a check. Guys, you ever do that thing where you look in the refrigerator and like 5 minutes later you go back and look again?
Oh, yeah.
It's not because you think you're gonna see something new. You're just checking to see if your standards have dropped low enough to eat what's already in there. That's the nutrition label on a food box. It should have a section for, what if I just ate the whole thing all by myself right now? What's a serving like that? People who take naps are the real heroes. Think about how much courage it takes to wake up twice in one day. They're my heroes. How come the Amazon guy can leave $1,500 flat screen TV on my front porch and not even knock, man? But I have to go to the door and sign my name to get a 14-inch pizza. Want your ID and everything.
Yeah.
They should make a version of Monopoly just for millennials. You just keep going around the board paying rent because you never have enough money to buy it. Graveyards would be way more interesting if they put the cause of death on the tombstone. Sorry.
That's a little dark.
My tongue
for you,
stuck.
Yeah.
I said death. Okay. Good-looking people that have crappy personalities are like the real-life versions of clickbait.
Man, deep.
I'll let you sit with that one.
Yeah. You're going to need to.
Tobacco companies kill all their best customers, and condom companies kill all their future customers.
Well...
I've been thinking. Teenagers drive like their time's running out, and old people drive like they've got all the time.
Yeah, very true.
And how come mothers only get one day, and sharks get like a whole week? When I turned 13, y'all, I realized how dumb I sounded when I was a little kid. And when I turned 21, I realized how dumb I sounded when I was a teenager. Now I'm starting to realize why old people don't talk much. That's me. I'm leaving y'all on a high note. That's it for me. Y'all keep rocking, okay, dudes? And I'll keep thinking. We'll just keep zooming.
I think the fog's starting to roll in again, too. All
right. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Because it's 420 somewhere.
Good morning. It's Big Show on the radio.
I'll never forget the first time I met John Boy and Billy. John Boy carrying Billy around wrapped up in a little towel. They'd making sounds, kindly like a cat. Weren't no bigger than a squirrel. John Boy wanted me to bury him out back under that rock, but he kept crawling out of that towel. After a while, I sort of let him go. He crawled off, Summers. John Boy don't carry him around in a towel no more. Got a little basket for him. Little feller. Little feller.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. John Boy, Bill, and the gang with you here on Tuesday morning. January 12th, having a birthday. Happy birthday. You're sharing one with Christy Alley. Christy Alley is 70 years old.
Wow.
And the first time I saw her was on Cheers, right? That's where she made a big breakthrough, replaced the obnoxious one.
She was in the one of the Star Trek movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
It was like Star Trek 2, I think.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, you know, she competed on Dancing with the Stars in 2011. In 2004, actually took her from 2004 to 2007 is when she lost a bunch of weight. She lost 75 pounds joining Jenny Craig. Then, of course, she became a spokeswoman for the company.
Then she joined up with Duncan Hines, and it all went from
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bless her heart. I know how she feels.
I miss that when she appeared on Oprah in a bikini when she lost all that weight.
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Look pretty good.
You say missed it. You miss seeing it, or you
miss seeing it? Yeah,
missing
it
all together.
Well, okay. I've missed all of Oprah's shows, so I've been pretty lucky in that regard.
That's surprising. I would think that's the thing you'd sit down in the afternoons with on the TV.
Well, Johnny was confused. He thought Oprah was going to be in the bikini. It was very confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go start then.
No.
So anyway, she continues, it says, working on her health because she gained back some of the weight.
Some of it.
No. Now, you ain't going to get on somebody about gaining back weight after they lost
it. I sympathize with her. It happens. But, you know, I think she gained back all of it and then a couple of more.
Yeah. She's out there somewhere going, isn't there anybody else with a birthday today y'all can talk about?
Yeah. Radio commentator Rush Limbaugh is also 70 years old today.
Wow.
He's fighting that advanced lung cancer man. That's something. He is powering through that like that. So,
I'm still amazed he does a radio show with a cochlear implant. I mean,
really lost his hearing. I really don't understand how that works. But
well, it's a different way of hearing. You have to learn to hear because things sound different. You have to interpret the sounds.
You have to kind of retrain your brain what things sound like now. Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing.
All right, well, y'all remind me not to whine about I can't lift my arm to hit my buttons over here.
I don't think we'll have to remind you, but if we do, I don't think it'll do any good.
Right.
Well, just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I know. In minutes. All right, Tater's got all her buttons. She's going to present what to watch for us. Well, she's looking up like make sure she got all her buttons. Yes, you do, Jenny.
You
in minutes.
Panic.
Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Happy Herd prize pack. Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. Yeah, man, over the weekend, took out a big old 175-pound hog.
I saw it.
Good, yeah, that's a big one, wasn't it?
I better get some pork chops, too.
Well, y'all check out Happy Herd. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. If you enter code JBB2020 at checkout, get 25% off, all right? Hang on, we play in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, it's What to Watch. What you got to watch for us, Tay-Tay?
Oh, a few things. Real quick, the top of the box office is almost unchanged from last week. We'll start off with that. Wonder Woman 1984 stays at number one, followed by The Croods. Then the Tom Hanks Western drama News of the World. Then that splattery action of Monster Hunter. And Hilary Swank in the edgy crime drama Fatale. Am I saying that?
Fatale. That was better than your attempt last week. So you're
thank you.
Yeah.
I think I'd remember. But that's the top five of the box office. Top streaming picks this week. Netflix has The History of Swear Words. So Nicolas Cage hosts a documentary series about the origins of the world's most famous cuss words.
Because who else would you get besides Nicolas Cage, of course?
Well, that sounds interesting. So what are they?
Well, I can't really tell you the titles of the episodes. But let's just say they start off with the F word and keep on going for six episodes.
Wow. Yeah, each episode is about a different swear word.
Man,
well,
weird idea.
And how it offends ye. New on HBO Max, Tiger. That's a two-part documentary about the rise, fall, and rise again of PGA superstar Tiger Woods, including an interview with the woman that brought on the fall part. Yes.
How about that? So Tiger doesn't have anything to do with this. He doesn't.
I don't think it's like The Last Dance where Michael Jordan was involved.
This
is just about him.
Okay. All right.
I think that's right.
Some
Disney
touchy
Plus?
Subjects.
I'm not sure Tiger would book the woman he was fooling around with to do his documentary. So, that's the same thing.
And hear her side of the story.
Right,
it might not be good. Disney Plus has WandaVision. This is a really weird show with Wanda and the Vision from the Avengers that jumps around time periods in the history of TV. And nobody but Marvel seems to really know what the heck's going on. So you can try to figure it out for yourself when the first episode hits Disney Plus on Friday.
It's a very weird looking show. It's like every show, they like 1 minute the two characters look like they're in the Dick Van Dyke Show, the black and white show from the 60s, whatever, and then it's be a completely different 70s sitcom. And it's all about everything is a different kind of TV show, and I don't know if somebody's hallucinating or dreaming all of this or what. It's been very weird how little information we've seen. We've seen trailers for it, but nobody really understands what's going
maybe
on.
Maybe I'll figure it out. Just come and try it. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Nicolas Cage should be over there working on that one. Not so sure. And on the Peacock streaming channel, if you've been watching The Office on Netflix, Dunder Mifflin is now open in a new location. That's right. NBC's new streaming TV service, Peacock, is now the exclusive home of The Office. You can watch for free, but the free version of Peacock only has seasons 1 and 2. So just for $4.99 a month, the premium version has all 8 seasons, plus special bonus features, and the $9.99 Premium Plus version gives you all that with no commercials. And if you're thinking, wait, I pay for it and it still have to sit through the commercials, well, that's what she said.
If I remember the numbers right, I'm sure I won't, but it was this big of a gap. When NBC gave rights to Netflix to run that, which it became like a runaway hit for them.
Yes.
Now, so they paid like $2 billion, and NBC Peacock has just paid Netflix $90 billion to get it back.
Oh, man. Yeah. $90 billion?
Yeah, I'm sure I've got the numbers
wrong. But I thought Peacock was owned by NBC.
Right, but see, they had sold the rights off to NBC, to Netflix, and they had to buy it back.
So they had to buy back the rights to their own show put it on their own channel?
Yes, yeah. Yep.
What the heck?
Know, it's a weird world we live in.
Really? So, like, the whole streaming service is being priced according to how much of The Office you get to see. It sounds like.
Apparently, it was worth that much money. So it's back over. It's back with NBC, and that's a wrap of what to watch.
All right, thank you very much, Mars. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out, according to their official search analytics report, about 1 out of 7 of the Google searches performed during the year 2020 had this in common.
I can't remember what it was.
They had never been Googled before.
That's right. Ungoogled up to that point.
So to be Googleable, you have to Google Google to find out our question there. All right. Today is John Boy Jeopardy. You gotta at least respect the effort. This was the first major retailer to offer self-checkout in the United States.
Is it like nothing but mirrors? Oh, you don't mean checking yourself out. You mean actually checking out.
Checking yourself out at the checkout counter.
Right.
What company is that? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio Tuesday, January 12th. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. We got the worst getaway attempt ever. Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, live across America, it's the Unbelievable Jeopardy.
Wow, 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 wow.
And now your host. Once he was ungoogable, now he's semi-googable. He's John Moore.
And thank you.
Let's say hey to Michael out of Evans, Georgia. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. Welcome in here. Mike, you first up. Let's see what you got. Well, we're saying you got to at least respect the effort. This was the first major retailer to offer self-checkout in the United States.
Let's see. Was it Kmart?
Was it Kmart? Let's see.
Sir.
Yes, it was Kmart. So it didn't work for Kmart, is that the deal?
Kmart didn't stick around long enough for it to work out.
Oh, that's right. They had a business.
Yeah. That's not the thing that put them over the top.
I was wondering. That's right. No. They did it as a cost-cutting effort.
Okay, because you can't just say, well, I'm not going to charge myself that much for this.
No, it doesn't quite. You can't negotiate, with yourself.
Right. Yeah. I've always avoided that. You know, in grocery stores, you have that. It looks like a lot of trouble.
No, it's faster.
You think so?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll call you when I go shopping. Here, meet me in about 8 months.
I haven't been shopping in about 8 months. So.
All right. Hey, Michael, it worked out for you, buddy. You got the big old prize pack. Head down to Evans.
Sounds good. Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
I'd love to give a shout out to the whole Big Show crew and the love of my wife, Kimmy.
All right, there. Little jump, you loving your life in there with us. Appreciate you, buddy. Something like that.
Thank you.
No idea what you just said.
All right, let's jump out. Catch you up on your news. Right on the other side, one of my most requested tunes in 2020. And then somebody desperate enough to act like coming up. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday, January 12th. First Axe Ike of 2021, coming up in less than 20 minutes. The first big hit from 2020 from Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band.
Ladies and gentlemen, Junior Nation Band presents a story about me and my bud, Budweiser. Goes like this. Hey, little Miss Cashier, please don't move so slow. Give me a bag of Jack Link's jerky and a trailer pack to go. We got this big pandemic and all the bars are closed. So run back in the cooler, I need a trailer pack to go. I've been drinking all my life and it ain't killed me yet. So ring it up and I'll take it home and get my whistle wet. You know I ain't got a dime to pay my bills, I ain't gonna worry though. Give me a bag of Jack Link's jerky and a 12 pack to go. Shout out to the legendary Hank Thompson for writing the original version of this song back in 1966, when there wasn't no such thing as a pandemic or a 12-pack, or Jack Link's jerky. Hank was ahead of his time, and like me, just a tad behind on some of his bills. Well, hey, little Miss Cashier, please don't move so slow. Give me a bag of Jack Link's jerky and a 12-pack to go. I just got out of lockdown, you know I'm ready to go. I'm all primed to knock 'em down. I need a 12-pack to go. I've been drinking all my life. I figure what the heck. I'm down to my last $100 from my stimulus check. So I won't have a dime to pay my bills. I ain't gonna worry though. Ring it up and I'll take it home. I need a 12-pack to go. One 12-pack to go.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Tuesday, all right. It's time to Axe Ike.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axe Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need, for all your, what you call, intrapersonal relationshipacy. Dig this. Dear Ike. This isn't really a relationship question, but I just wanted to know what someone like you does on New Year's Eve. I'm just a cable installer and don't really know anything about the rock and roll lifestyle. Let me live... little buddy, what's that word?
Vicariously.
Vicariously.
That means he's just going to watch it and enjoy it through you.
That sounds kind of perfect. I can't wait to hear how a musical icon celebrates. Thanks in advance, Troy in Birmingham. Dear Troy, New Year's Eve? Damn, you're about 50 years too late, brother. Back in my time, it was lively times. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Nowadays, it's Skinamax, Geritol, and Miley Cyrus swinging on a ball. But this year was different, thanks to white boy Patrick. Let me preach on it. But now everybody knows about white boy Patrick. He's my official intern for life. Time to time, I regretterate giving him that title, like this past New Year's Eve. Now see, I ain't one of them spring chitlins no more. I just wanted to hang out at the crib, eat some pig's feet, pickled eggs, a variety of them little, what you call, who's duvas. Then we was gonna kick back, pop a malt liquor tall boy, and watch my prized collection of Dolomite movies on the VCR. You know, expose the boys to some real culture. But Patrick, or as he is now known, that damn Patrick, had other plans, none of which involved me. Man, what's up there, man? Hell, I must be getting old. I missed all the signs of trouble on the horizontal. For a long time, Patrick wanted his own vehicle instead of always taking a Broham. One day I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said a cheap Escort to hang his fuzzy dice on. So I called my main man, Slip Repeat, down at Pimpan Motors for the hookup. Now, just a few years ago, I'd have known that cheap Escort was a hoe and fuzzy dice were, well, his fuzzy dice. So there we is. We're sitting there watching Rudy Ray Moore swing that pimp cane, sucking the meat out of them pig knuckles. And I notice white boy Patrick getting all antsy-pantsy. So I get up to get us another couple cold ones. And when I come back, there's three hoochie mamas dancing around. Behind my back, he called up that delivery service, Boober. It's kind of like carpooling for skeezers. They good, too. They put hoe on the go out of business. Now, all this would have been great if I'd had some notice, but I was slap out of my Niagara, and the EBT card don't cover oysters. So here I is in my brand new Royale Purple Polyestrogen Walmart PJs, sipping my last malt liquor and trying to keep them biatches from recording over Dolomite. There's that damn Patrick dancing like to some Lady Goo Goo song stripped to his Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer G-string. I'll give you one guess where the red nose was. They was all carrying on, and there I sat looking like Grady from Sanford and Son. The last straw was catching one of them skanks eating my Cheese Whiz right out of the can. You don't never put your mouth on a man's Cheese Whiz can. Then the unthinkable happened. Patrick called me Buzz Killington. First, I thought it was a compliment, like that guy from Toy Story. But no, that ain't it. That hurt. That cut deep. Deeper than that groupie did with that fro pick in Detroit back in 63. I lost my mind. This was supposed to be our night. Just a musical icon and his wacky intern. But then they had to go and ruin it. Just plain ruined it. He stormed out, hose in tow, and my Cheese Whiz tucked in the waistband of his damn G-string. Even if he give it back, I ain't gonna touch it now. So everybody out there, if you see a slightly doughy cracker, about 6'3", with a G-string and SpongeBob slippers, driving a Bondo Brown 77 Escort, call me. I hate to say it, but I miss him, damn it! And if you ain't sure it's him, holla, show me your belly. If he does, it's him. You don't know what you got till it's gone, even if it's a cracker. Who eats you out of house and home and ain't nothing but a slacker. He never kept a Broham clean or washed his stinky drawers. But I loved him like a long-lost son, even when he didn't do his chores. I missed the way he'd eat baked beans that made his belly tight. That he could fart the theme from Shaft. Or the lion sleeps tonight. Come back home, Patrick, and bring the hose. Hang up the sign, do not disturb.
But if they eat my cheese whiz one more time, I'll kick all your asses to the curb. He says, Ike! Missing Patrick! Peace out.
If you want to Axe Ike, mail to Axe Ike, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219.
And pick me up some cool menthols on the way home.
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, this is the Nature Boy Ric Flair, and we're talking about the John Boy and Billy Big Show. I say the Big Show, and every morning they be styling and profiling. Woo!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday morning, January 12th. Other news we're following this morning, police in New Jersey were called to a McDonald's parking lot after receiving reports of two chickens wreaking havoc and chasing customers.
Report. How big were these chickens?
Regular chickens, I guess. Report says turned out to be pretty accurate, and animal control officer was dispatched to the scene, found two chickens harassing and chasing customers around the lot. They were also pecking at car tires. Fortunately, no one was hurt. The officer was eventually able to corral the bullying birds and took them to an animal shelter, where they ultimately turned over to their owner.
Bruce Springsteen quoted as saying, I finally found something about New Jersey I can't write a song about.
And McDonald's and one's got some new chicken sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe they're, yeah, they're yeah. putting up with it no more.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just as good as the one over at the other place.
All right. Well,
have you ever been attacked by a chicken? I mean, they are mean, and their wings do hurt you.
They flog you.
Yeah, they come up on your face.
Was
yeah.
there any question, any doubt the answer to the question, have you ever been attacked by chicken, was going to be yes from John Boy.
I mean, I've seen him attack chicken, but I didn't know if it ever happened the other way around.
Yeah. You got to be quick.
Yeah.
You got to
yeah.
show him who's boss.
Yeah, and swans.
No offense, Johnny. It's just you seem like the kind of guy that would have happened.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Name a bird I hadn't been attacked by. Swans, geese. Oh, yeah. Oh,
geese,
yeah.
Geese are just arrogant.
You get around there. Nests mm-hmm. there. They yeah. always build around the ponds and then, yeah.
Yeah.
That little run ins with us. You
know, here's a tip. Don't go over there, idiot. Hey, what are you geese doing?
Remember that. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win a prize pack this morning, it's the Current Events Quiz. Take C, and you'll get a $50 gift card for Trophy Tree Stands. Hunters love Trophy Tree Stands Lounge Chair Comfort, Jaw Safety System, and Blends In Powder Coat. Check out their ground blinds, too. Go to thebigshow.com. Click on Trophy Tree Stands banner right now. Check them out. Some good stuff right there. Hang on. We'll play in minutes. The first eye, Billy. Let's do it.
Well, she shot to the top of the Big Show batting order just like a bottle rocket. There you go. And she's here to help us out with this morning with Tater Moran's top 10 celebrity impressions. Number 10, the funniest man in America, James Gregory.
Oh, Lord, I think I ate too much.
Number 9, comedian Phyllis Diller. Number 8, The Godfather.
You come to my house the day I'm down at the line. You want me for a favor. I'm bounced by my mouth.
Number 7, John Travolta.
Is this right, Liz? Is this right, up and down? Oh my God!
Number 6, from Sling Blade, Carl Childers.
Don't not talk like that, you need the boy. Ain't got no gears.
Number 5, diva Whitney Houston.
Mm,
Shut up, shut up. Shut up, shut up.
Bobby!
Number four, Cartman from South Park.
I don't care. I'm fat. I'm big bone. Get the kids to pick me a pie.
Number three, actor Al Pacino.
I don't care. I'm fat. I'm big bone.
Some of these are more fully formed than others.
Hoo-wah.
There you go. Yeah. Number two, Casey Kasem.
And now a long-distance dedication.
I'm not fat. I'm big butt.
No, that's Al Pacino. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the star.
I barely don't try to start helping now.
Oh, my God.
Where were you at number 10?
And Tater Moran's number one celebrity impression, John Madden.
We got impressions over here, and then annoying noises and over here. Brett Favre, and then out here. Boom! Superstar!
And we're just scratching the surface. Another 10 coming up in about an hour. Good deal. Well, let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
A recent discovery from the ancient history of fast food.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, and our video of the day brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical-grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. We got the worst getaway attempt ever.
Yeah, because he didn't make it.
Check it out at BigShow.com. You make your daily visit right now. Ready, girls?
Okay, come your head.
And we got Gray from Carnegie, Oklahoma. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Coming in hot out of Oklahoma. Gray, you listen to Biddle and Win.
Well, archaeologists in Italy have excavated what may be the world's first fast food restaurant. They found it in the ruins of Pompeii, the city buried by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 A.D., the diggers have uncovered the remains of what they say is an ancient takeout joint located near the center of the city. The building's stone structure has a thick wood serving counter. They found various pots and bowls and lots of goat and chicken bones, so we know two things that were probably on the menu there. The interior design was pretty fancy for the time. The walls of the eatery are covered with colorful paintings that were preserved by the 20 feet of ash that fell on the city many years ago. The artwork includes a chicken, a mermaid riding a seahorse, and a dog on a leash. And there is an inscription underneath the dog that reads, Nisia Sine de Cacator, which translates into modern English as A, Nisia's hot bar, B, leashed dog's welcome, or C, we have the meats.
I think I have no choice but to go with C. We have the meat.
There you go. Yeah. You want to win, that's it. All right, Gray, we send you a gift card, my buds, at Trophy Tree Stands. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, time of the top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this January 12th. Then we'll go play in the Playhouse.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Snack partner, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
No, not San Clemente. I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay, they keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving. I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry. I'm on my way home, and I live in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no, I want my hamburger right. So then the lady came to the manager, she came up and she said, do you want your money back? And I said, no, I want my hamburger. My kids are hungry and I have to jump on the toll freeway. I said, I am not leaving this spot. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I send the officers down here. I want them to make me right.
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
This is between you and the manager. We're not going to go enforce how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal
there.
So I just sit here.
You
need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up, and I said, can I please have my Western burger? She said, I'm not dealing with it. She walked away. Because they're mopping the floor, and it's all full of suds, and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there. And
ma'am, then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
Oh, what are we protecting you from? A wrong cheeseburger?
No.
Is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
Well, just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger. You need to go in there and act like an adult and either get your money back and go home.
Stop acting like an adult herself. I'm sitting here in my car. I just want them to make my kid a Western burger.
Ma'am, this is what I suggest. I suggest you get your money back from the manager and you go on your way home.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
All right, boys, it couldn't be worse. That could be our wife.
Yep. Yeah.
John Boy and Billy.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself, huh?
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio Tuesday morning. All right, y'all. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The 7-Inch Gator. As our story opens, the year is 1905. Woodrow Boudreau's great-grandfather, 10-year-old Maurice Boudreau, comes running into the family home in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Mama, where you at?
Maurice, that you?
Oui, it's me.
You back already? I thought you was going swimming down at the creek.
Me too, but it didn't work out.
You bring me that bucket of drinking water I asked you to dip out for me?
Well, I brung the bucket.
Son, it ain't a drop of water in this here bucket. How come you ain't brung me some drinking water like I told you to?
I hit a snag.
What kind of snag?
Well, I got down to the creek and jumped in, and just as I start swimming around, I feel something rub up against my leg. I looked down. It was an alligator.
An alligator, huh? How big was he?
He about this big.
Hold on. You mean to tell me you let a 7-inch baby alligator run you off? What kind of Cajun is you?
The kind that don't want to get bit by no alligator.
Boy, I ain't raising no youngin' to run from a snow 7-inch alligator.
What?
Now, don't smart mouth me.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I ain't raising no youngin' to run from no 7-inch alligator. Now, you go back down there and dip me out some water.
But, Mama!
You heard me? That baby alligator, I've been drinking.
Try swallowing.
That baby alligator ain't gonna hurt you. Shoot, he just as scared of you as you is of him.
Are you sure?
I got it all out.
Well, you definitely don't want me dipping out that creek. Because if that gator is scared of me as I was of him, that water ain't fit to drink, I guarantee.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Now go get your mama's glasses.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old traveling gator hunter say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
I like that, Johnny. Coffee. They have it in the machines.
Who don't move around out there?
You can get whatever the opposite of a brain freeze is.
Man, I put ice in my coffee during the summer times anyway.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was working. Caffeine getting us. Ow, 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 ow. Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio, Tuesday, January 12th. Yeah, man, we'll remind y'all about the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. It drops every day, about an hour and a half after the Big Show. Guarantee it's up before high noon Eastern. And the Big Show, you might have missed us right there in truncated form. We're going through it, man. 98 countries checked out the podcast here last year as we headed toward 1 million.
There's not a million countries. Oh, you mean a million listeners?
A million, yeah.
We're about 20,000 downloads away from breaking a million.
All right. So,
and if y'all do this for him, he'll never ask you for anything ever again.
I promise.
To break a million. Good stuff. Well, we got it easy for y'all set up there at thebigshow.com. Of course, wherever you get podcasts, you can type it in, whatever you do to find it. But yeah, the way I do it, just go to thebigshow.com. And if you...
Next time you do it, can I watch you do it?
Hey, yeah, sure. Come on over, get behind me in my recliner.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, and Randy say subscribe to it. That'd be great if y'all go to thebigshow.com and subscribe.
And the reason is, if you subscribe, it'll automatically download for you. And then you listen to it at your leisure without having to go hunt for it.
All right,
and
nice.
It's free, yeah. Right? It's
yeah,
free.
Yeah, and worth every penny.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, good. Yeah, and yeah, subscribe at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Well, Pac-Man is all covered up this morning at the big championship game. He'll join us tomorrow. But, yeah, well, that's good for us here because we get to delve into the wonderfulness of Tater and her wonderful impersonations. They kicked off the top 10 with Ted last hour, so let's continue, Billy.
Our own Marcy Tater Moran is just like Madonna sometimes. No, I'm not talking about the underwear outside the clothes thing. She's always reinventing herself, always trying out new material.
Of course she is.
Here they are, Tater's top 10 new celebrity impressions. Number 10, Robin Leach.
Right here, the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Number 9, Edgar the alien host from Men in Black.
Put the sugar in the water. I'm going to eat you for lunch. Sugar, sugar.
Number 8, that gay girl from Deadwood.
And I had a dream. And we were walking them kids to school. And we sat down and we prayed. And then you kissed me.
Number 7, rejected American Idol contestant, Ronetta Johnson.
Sometimes I'm just nervous. My throat's all scratchy. You're old and played. Sometimes you remind me.
Stop. That's enough of that one. Please. Number 6, Britney Spears.
Huh? Huh? Why are you looking through that peephole? I just feel like I've been missing out.
On what?
Life. She did that, really.
Yeah.
Life and things and things.
What kind of things?
Things. I know, it sounds so weird. Huh?
Number 5, Uncle Fester from the Addams Family.
What? We went in on you, didn't we?
Hey, go, Mash. Let's go down to the basement.
I don't know.
Number 4, Karen from Will and Grace.
Okay, Grace. Yes, my voice is up really high. Let's go get a martini. Okay. You're just a drunk broad.
Number 3, Jedi Master Yoda.
Nervous and frightened I am. Kitchen kitchen make pie you are. Super Grover.
Okay, here's an easy one. Number 2, Betty Rubble. And Taters, number 1, new impression, Little Richard from the Geico commercial.
Mashed potatoes! Woo! Somebody help me! Help me! Woo!
All right. You are wonderful, Marcy. Good work. All right. So let's play Wordy Word. By the way, we're playing for an Astera Labs prize pack. Astera Labs pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. If you go to thebigshow.com, like I was just talking about, you click on that Astera banner, enter code JBB, you'll get 20% off all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. And we'll play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio rolling through you Tuesday. In our video today, brought to you by Astera Labs, big prize pack up for grabs. We got the worst getaway attempt ever. Check it out, make your day to visit BigShow.com. Be taking a classic bid request off the wall in minutes, but right now...
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got John from Parkersburg, West Virginia. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Kenneth from Morganton, North Carolina. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, John Boy
Good
and Billy.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. So, Kenneth, your own team, Tater and Randy. And John on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do 2 rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck, boys. All right. So, Kenneth, you relax. Me and John going to go.
I think somebody's in the middle of a fight. Hold on a second. Okay, it's good now.
So
yeah.
Kenneth, relaxing is me and John for the first 30. All right, John, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
John, are you on a speakerphone?
I am not on speakerphone.
Are you near a giant plant that's about to explode?
If you hold on a second, hold on.
All right. Yeah, you got stuff going on there. All right. Yes.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, we'll do it. You just shout him out there. I'll put him right in your head. Yeah, okay, this can't miss.
No, not at all.
All right. All right, here we go. Me and John, start the clock now. This is the kind of lights that you have in signs, like outside at night.
Christmas lights?
No. This is a kind of a light. The blank lights of night.
Sea lights.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is filled with these kind of lights. It's not a LED. It's the...
Bar light.
I don't know what else to say about these.
Bar lights
are like this, yeah. all right. So
that went about how I thought it was going
to
go.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, we didn't put any points on the board. Let's see what Kenneth and Tater can do. All right.
Can I just say, Randy?
Yes.
Can you not help the other team?
I saw the clock. He had 3 seconds. Okay. I thought, no way.
All right. Okay.
Maybe he was helping you set up there. All right, Kenneth, are you ready?
Come on, Tate.
I'm ready, boys.
All right, can you hear Marcy?
How can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. All right. So, ready, go.
What kind of lights are they?
Do you neon. Like yellow?
Neon.
Fat woman sings at this place.
Opera.
Yes. They dance on their toes in the what?
Ballet.
Yes, sir. Show tunes come from this kind of play.
I'm sorry?
Show tunes come from this kind of play. They dance and sing. It's a what?
Vaudeville, Broadway.
No, yeah, Broadway what? Where they're singing.
It's musical. Called
yes, sir.
There you go.
All right, musical at the buzzer. Put a 4 on the board. All right. So here we go. John, you're up with Billy, and we need some points. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Didn't you say that before? Okay, all right.
See what y'all can do. Brand new word.
It sounds like he's trying to be quiet at the world's noisiest library.
All right, John and Billy, ready, go.
This is the kind of clothes you wear to bed at night. You put on a pair of what?
Pajamas.
Yep, there you go. The king is usually married to the what? The woman that the king is married to. Yep. This blasts off from the launch pad. It could have astronauts on it, or it can be a missile. It sounds like one's going off from where you are right now, as a matter of fact. Or a bottle blank. You shoot them at July 4th. A bottle.
Bottle rocket.
There you go.
Well, you got 3, but that's one short, so Kenneth wins.
Yay!
Without having to bother Randy.
Yay!
All right, John in Parkersburg, we appreciate you playing. You can try again anytime.
Thanks.
You be careful, whatever's going on around you there. We're kind of worried about you.
We know it's not a think tank. Who could think in there?
Yeah, well, a little something going against the bear. All right. Yeah. Hey, worked out for you, Kenneth. You got a prize pack. Head over to Morganton for you.
All right, man. Hey, guys, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys since 1990. You get better every year. We really appreciate what you do. Thanks, guys.
Awesome, Kenneth. Appreciate you, bud. Well, you hang on for Jackie.
Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bit request time. We got Amanda Rollin from Langley, Kentucky. Amanda says, hey, guys, I'd like to hear a little story time with Carl Hart. All right there, Amanda, you got it. Coming up. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday, January 12th. We take a classic bid request from our wonderful listeners about this time every weekday morning. Go to BigShow.com. And go to Facebook page, put up on the wall, Tater find it. This morning, Amanda Rowland from Langley, Kentucky. Was here, store from Carl. Here we go.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
I used to play this movie up the nervous hospital every year by name of Wizard of Oz. I reckon I can tell you about it if you want me to. There's this little girl there named Dorothy. She lived out there in this place called Kansas where it was all brown looking all the time. She stayed out in that little house with her Aunt Em and Uncle Henry and these three funny fellers. Not funny ha-ha, funny queer. Well, sir, this Dorothy got her a little dog named Toto. Took to digging up this mean woman's flower bed all the time. Them flowers must have been pretty special because that mean woman gets it in her head that that little Toto ought to be put down. I'm a dog lover. My Dorothy grabbed up that little dog. She runned off summers. They met this old feller cooking hot dogs. He looked in this big glass ball he had there and told Dorothy that her Aunt Em was a-dying. About then, this old big tornado blowed up. Some folks call it a twister. I called it a tornado. This tornado blowed up, and she run home with that little dog just in time for that farmhouse there to get sucked up into that tornado. I can't figure out why folks are so scared of tornadoes. Dorothy looked out the window there, and folks is a-riding bikes and rocking in chairs and rowing boats and having all sorts of big time. Well, sir, that house there finally landed someplace where things was in color. And it is plumb run over with these little critters called munchkins. Dorothy there, she weren't no bigger than a squirrel. These munchkins, they's even smaller than she was. Darn near mouse size, I reckon. I like the way they talk. Especially when them little sucker fellers did that dance. These munching critters was all giddy that Dorothy's house squashed some old witch had been causing trouble in the area there. They so happy they even made up a song about it. That seemed kind of cruel to me. Them munchkins was having a ball. Right in the middle of all the singing and dancing, this green witch showed up a-yelling, "What'd you kill my sister for? What'd you kill my sister for?" It weren't funny to her. Seems that her sister was the one that got squashed by that house there. All she wanted was her sister's red shoes. And along come this pretty woman in a wedding dress, floating up in this big old soap bubble. She gave him red shoes to Dorothy, saying that they's magic. That green witch, yes, sir, she's so hot, she disappeared in a big ball of fire. Them munchkins started singing and dancing again. They did that a lot. They sent Dorothy down some yeller street there to meet up with this wizard feller over in Oz so he could get her home. Along the way, she met up with this straw feller and a metal feller and some old sissy cat feller. Seems like they's all pretty much a sorry bunch. Couldn't do nothing for themselves. They's all headed to Oz to beg that wizard for something or other. That wizard weren't no more than a big old head. Kindly like Mr. Spanky's. I reckon that wizard was studying on doing some house cleaning because he said he'd help him out if they'd bring him that witch's broom. I reckon brooms is probably hard to come by in Oz there. So Dorothy and them, it took off after that witch. But she seen him coming. Turned loose some monkeys on him. These there weren't regular monkeys. They had wings like birds. They swooped down on them folks, put a hurt on them, but good. Except for Dorothy and that little dog there. Them monkeys toted them on back to the witch's castle. Some folks calls it a palace, I call it a castle. Well, sir, that straw feller and that metal feller and that old sissy cat feller, they finally pulled themselves together, set off to rescue Dorothy and Toto. snuck up on the castle there and whooped the tar out of these three soldier fellers and stole their clothes. I think them soldiers liked him a cookie or two. He's always singing about Oreos and whatnot. Well, sir, them boys, they found that Dorothy. While they was making their getaway there, Dorothy threw a bucket of water on that witch. She plumb melted like a popsicle on a hot day. Dorothy felt bad, I reckon. But I don't think them soldiers is too upset about it. They just laughed and laughed. Gave Dorothy that broom that the wizard was a hankering for her. She took it on back to him. Some feller hiding behind a shower curtain started handing out prizes. She gave that straw feller a piece of paper and a clock to that metal feller and a big old medallion to that cat man. That feller's going to take Dorothy back to that brown-looking place she wanted to go to in this big hair balloon. But she plumb missed it. She commenced to blubber and something terrible. Then that soap bubble girl come back and told her all she had to do to go home was to knock her feet together while she's wearing them red shoes that dead witch was wearing. I reckon she got pretty hot about hearing that. If she'd have heard that back in Munchkin Town there, she wouldn't have had to walk all that way to Oz and get toted off by flying monkeys and whatnot. So she popped that soap bubble, punched that pretty girl in the eye, and she knocked her feet together and went home. She woke up in that place where everything is brown with her aunt and uncle and that hot dog feller and them three homosexual farmhands. Before she could get back to her senses, that main woman come back, grabbed that little dog, killed it. Moral of the story, they ain't no place like home. But at least them munchkins won't kill your dog.
Storytime is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
Is you a munchkin, little fella?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. A few more minutes here. Miss Pack is morning tomorrow. He'll join us about this time. We're back on a national championship game. As far as the NFL Super Wild Card Weekend, I'm Ann Sorensen. According to what I had done, I think he went 4-2. And two NFL teams who hadn't won in the playoffs in more than a decade are advancing to the divisional round after victories over the weekend. Buffalo Bills beat the Indianapolis Colts 27-24 Saturday. As marking the Bills' first playoff win since 1995. They will play Baltimore on Sunday. After the Ravens beat Tennessee, man, the Titans went down 20-13. They shut old Eddie down, man. Let's see here. So the Browns overcame a COVID-deleted roster to crush the Pittsburgh Steelers. This one that Tom did not see coming. I don't know if a bunch of people did, man. Cleveland wins 48-37 for their first playoff win since 1994. And Cleveland will go to Kansas City to meet the Super Bowl champions on Sunday. And the other NFL playoff action, the Rams beat the Seahawks 30-20. Rams now head to Green Bay, take on the Packers Saturday. And then Tampa Bay beats the Washington football team 31-23. Bucks will be going to New Orleans to meet the Saints on Sunday after New Orleans beat the Chicago Bears 21-9. I want to ask Tom about this. The coolest walk-off ever to end a career. Jimmy Graham, who used to play for the Saints in New Orleans, he's tied in for Chicago. The Bears were already beat, but it was like the last play of the game, one-handed catch in the end zone. And he puts the ball down and runs into the locker room right after. It's very, they're saying, you know, he'll probably retire.
I saw that. And there was a kid that was drinking a Coke. And then he threw
you're thinking
jersey.
About Mean Joe Green, from the 70s.
No, then I know what you're talking
about. Nice try there.
Yeah,
well. All right. So anyway. Tater, did you see that? Jackie, did you?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a shame I got to ask the girls if they saw the, the football player.
It's okay. We're all right with it.
Well, man, that was pretty cool. But, it's going out. Way to go if you got to go, I guess. But all right.
I know it'd be hard to leave, right?
Yeah, that's it, man. We'll talk to Sorensen about that a little later this week, but that's the way we're shaping up now.
Tater, try this. I'll tell you that right now.
You try it.
Let it go. Throw it down. I'm running to the locker room. Let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, y'all, have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll be back at it celebrating hump day as we do in the middle of the week. First thing in the morning. We love you and we mean it.
This is an Action News 5 news break. I'm Tom Tucker.
And I'm Diane Simmons. Tom has dared me to do the news topless. I've got the goods, but have I got the guts? Find out at 11.
The full story and maybe Diane's boobs tonight at 11.